In your talk, Communism, A Whole New World, and the Emancipation of All Humanity, you talked about revengeism and that our outlook and vision can't be the last shall be first and the first shall be last. It reminded me of a statement you made about what the oppressors will try to force us to become in trying to make revolution. Recently, I've been thinking a lot about your memoir when you talked about Peter Tosh and ego. On one level, all that you've brought forward, including the example of your life, rebukes that. Having listened to your recent talks, I've been thinking a lot about the great privilege it is, but also the responsibility that we all have. Could you talk about the role the individuals here and communists around the world can really play in trying to bring forward the profoundly liberating vision that you've been talking about?
Well, I don't mean to be facetious, but that's sort of everything that I've been talking about. You know, and it consists in all that. I mean, let me start from a personal angle and try to broaden it out from that. I mean, the point is, look, through a combination of social and personal factors and accident as well as causality, you know, certain people at different times come to understand certain things or understand them more fully and deeply than others do. That's the nature of, you know, particularly when you're living in it, that will always be true because there's always, you know, not only general social experience, but social experience does take place differentiated into individual experience as well. Otherwise, we'd all would be the kind of automatons that we're accused of wanting to create. Different people, even who are part of the same large social grouping, if you go with any large social grouping, people are very different within that grouping. Even if their general role in society and even their general way of looking at the world to a large degree is shaped by being part of that social grouping, there's still many individuals. But especially when you're living in a society like this, those differences get accentuated. So if you are one of those people who, through a combination of all these factors, you know, like where you're born, when you're born, what experiences you go through, you get a disease and you don't die. You know, you happen to live in a certain place and you go to a certain kind of school and you have certain kind of experiences and so on and so forth. You know, and you get in the movement and you don't get killed. You know, and you have, you know, certain influences on you from, you know, different directions culturally, intellectually, and so on, you might end up, you know, in a certain place to have a certain understanding of things, and then there's a question of what do you do with that? And then there's a lot of, you know, causality and contingency, in other words, accident, as well as things that are, you know, propelling things in a certain general direction is involved in that, too, over years. So, you know, how do you look at that, if you want to put it that way, ideologically, how do you look at that? You look at that like, well, you came to a certain level of understanding through all of this, and now having that understanding, that affects how you look at what's worthwhile in life, if you want to put it that way. And, you know, that's a constant struggle, too, because there are pulls on everybody other ways. You know, you can turn anything, or you can try to turn anything into capital. Some people have even turned capitulation into capital. You know, they acquire a certain influence, and then they know that if they capitulate, they can make a certain deal. I mean, there's no, you know, as long as we're living in the world we're living in, this is the shit that everybody experiences. These are the pulls that everybody feels. And if you've gotten a certain level of understanding of how the world is, and how it could be, and why it needs to go that way, and you've along with that developed the morality that goes along with that to say that this ought to be because this is a much better way for the world to be, and scientifically I can understand that it not only could be, but you know there's a tension in the world of things pushing that way, and it's being held back by all these forces that cause all this suffering, and that's no longer necessary, and we could be in a whole other place. Then what do you do with that? And that's a challenge for anybody who makes the basic leap to being a communist. You make a certain fundamental decision that you've come to understand certain things on a certain basic level, and you're going to do something with it. You're going to follow, you know, the logic of it, and even the morality that goes along with that. And that's what everybody does. on whatever level of understanding you are and whatever your role in the overall process or division of labor is, you put yourself to that. Because you understand that this is, you know, you are reflecting back on, you know, what the world has taught you, if you will, including the people in the world, not some abstraction of the world, but what the world has taught you, and then you're putting that back into the world. And then you struggle because of all these pulls on you from the way the world still is and the way people still are. It's, you know, and that, this is hard, and it's hard work, and anybody who's honest about it and really dedicates themselves to doing it knows how hard it is and how often frustrating it is. You know, you go out among the people that, you know, that are suffering terribly and they don't want to hear it. Oh, that old communist shit, you know, and they're off into all this bullshit, and they go this way and that way and keep getting fucked over. You know, and if you're honest with yourself, you know, there are times when you say, fuck all this shit. You know, but then you go a little deeper and say, wait a minute. You know, what is the cause of all, what have we been talking about? What is the cause of all this, including the way people act? Including the way they even resist their own liberation, if you want to put it that way, because the pull's on them. You got to keep going more deeply into the science to, you know, to understand the world more fully, to understand even the, you know, the frustration you have. Why are people frustrating the shit out of you, you know, which they are if you're honest about it. Come on now, you know. You know, let us not talk falsely. I mean, this is, you know, they're frustrating the shit out of you a lot of the time, you know, and you run up against the limits of what you know, and you run up against the limits of what you can do, and you know, but you got to go back, and it's not all on your own. You're part of a collective process of people wranging this through, and you're part of a division of labor where, you know, you learn from others, and each of you makes different contributions, but it's all pulling in a certain direction. And then you get to the ideological core of, and yes, the moral core of, like, well, you know, what way should the world be, and how could it be, and what's worth it about what you're going to, you know, what can you do with your life that's worth something? You keep coming back to those things, and then you know, but then you can't just rev yourself up with the morality, even though that's important. You have to go back to the science to get a deeper understanding of what it is you're dealing with. So this is what it's, all of us are, you know, about doing when you make that initial leap. And then you have to keep struggling. You have to keep making new leaps. Because life presents new contradictions that you didn't anticipate, you know, or you don't feel prepared for, or objectively you're not prepared for. And because there's the internal, you know, struggle within you between different ideologies, not in some, you know, psychological sense, but there, you know, you're living in a world being influenced by what's going on in the world. And by that, you're being influenced by the predominant way the world is, including in the superstructure and the constant inundation, the endless flood of this other ideology, not only, you know, pulling you toward, you know, turning everything into commodities and capital, but also constantly telling you that any other way is impossible. So you have to keep getting deeper and deeper grounding. You know, this is what we're all called on to do. In a certain sense, all the science, you know, to me, you know, it's in the service of that. You know, and you have to constantly struggle that it's not about any, this is a point about not the marketplace of ideas. This is not about, you know, turning things into capital. This is not about, you know, my ideas. See, and it gets, okay, let's, since we're all here together, let's talk honestly. It gets very tricky when you play a certain role. Because when you play a certain role, then the promotion of that role is an important political and ideological point. Now, are there any contradictions involved in that? Yes, there are. For one thing, you know, it has an ideological influence on anyone. Second of all, it is in contradiction to where we ultimately want to go. And it is in contradiction to leaping beyond every realm of bourgeois right. There's bourgeois right built into playing a leadership role. And you have to handle that contradiction correctly. You have to, you know, have the collectivity, but you have to, you know, constantly, you know, when you see something coming forward, those things are at the end of the memoir, not just there for you know, window dressing or, you know, some you know, try to sound, you know, inspiring or something. They're very real, you know, like you get reminded constantly of what you're doing this for if you're looking with a scientific viewpoint. You know, you get reminded by the ways in which massive people do break through and do certain things and how what you're doing and what we're doing collectively resonates with them and strikes a chord with them and encourages them to feel that maybe there could be a way that the world could be different. And, you know, this is part of the ideological and, yes, moral substance you get. But it's ultimately and fundamentally, it's grounded on in going continually more deeply into the science. Because without the science, none of the rest of the stuff is going to hold up to everything else that's going on out here and all the influences. You know, I told some people one time that my own attitude toward how I see my relationship to the masses of people, for example, is like, you know, they're my good friend and I'm their good friend. And as I was coming along, you know, to a significant degree, they put a stamp on me and opened up a world to me to enable me to see things that I would otherwise not have seen. And I've tried always to be the good friend who doesn't turn his back on the people, who everything that, you know, you go out to learn, in a fundamental sense, not in some tailor sense, but in a fundamental sense, you give back to those people who set you in this direction in the first place. And because you have a certain, you know, because of certain accidents of birth and other things, you were able to acquire the a means to work with ideas and to come into contact with certain understanding of the world, then, you know, what are you going to do with that? Are you going to, you know, turn it into private capital, or in the largest sense, are you going to give it back to your friends who pushed you in that direction in the first place? And that's the way I always try to, and that's why I think we should all, in one way or another, that's what it is for all of us. You know, you're the good friend, you know, who's had a chance to, you know, to go into a room that was locked for most people and see what's really going on, and then is determined to come out back and let everybody else see this and take it up, and so that we don't have to have this kind of world. And there's a lot of, you know, just accident that goes into why you were able to, why you're here, all of us. But now you're here, and so what are you going to do? You know, I read the article in the paper about the memoir event at the library in Watts. You know, I was reading different comments by people, and then in particular, I was reading the comment by, you know, Reggie Gaines, I believe it was, about how he was very proud that, you know, that black people had been a major influence in, you know, in my ending up as I am. And this is the kind of thing that's a reminder to you about what this is about. You know, other people may be different experiences. It isn't always the same influences from the same section of society. You may come from a different part of the world, or you may have been influenced by different events and different people. But here you are now, what are you going to do with it? And how are you going to sustain, you know, keep going through all the acute contradictions and difficult, you know, challenges? And yes, the very real sacrifices of staying on this road. Fundamentally, you're going to do it on the basis of the science, including what it tells you, not in some romantic, idealized sense about the potential of the masses, but what it tells you scientifically. You know, I had, growing up, had many good friends from among the basic masses, but they didn't. That's not what told me about their potential to remake the world, even though a lot of good influences came from there and, you know, some contradictory influences, like happens with any people you interact with. But it's the science that enables you to fully understand that role and then to act on that as fully as you can. And that's what, it, you know, whatever your role in division of labor, whatever your particular contribution is, whatever your, you know, in the largest sense and not in some commander sense, but whatever the needs are that you're called on to rise to, you know, it's because that scientific view that you've made a leap to at least getting a basic understanding of has enabled you to see why the world is the way it is. Why are we in the situation we're in? And the fact that we don't have to be, and how we can get out of this to someplace else, even though it is going to be a wrenching process, it's going to involve great destruction and great sacrifice, not of our making, but overwhelmingly because of the forces of the old order who are going to resist this with just about everything they can muster. So that's the way, I don't know if, you know, that's the way I would answer your question.